Me and Dad just finished reading the entire Bible together. It was great, but why do we need to read it more?
Because you need to read the Bible more than just one time. You need it every day. I'm Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. Let's get started today. Just like our bodies need water every single day, our souls need the Bible daily, too. Reading the Bible once is amazing, but it's sort of like taking one sip of water. You'll still get thirsty again eventually. God's Word refreshes us, it strengthens us, and helps us grow closer to Him. Psalm 143, verse 6 says, "My soul longs for you like a thirsty land." And now for our story. It's entitled, Thirsty Soul. Dad clapped the Bible shut and gave Gina a bear hug. They both jumped up and pumped their fist in the air. "We did it!" Gina shouted. Mom came in the back door. "I take it you two just finished reading the entire Bible? Look what I have for you." She handed them two tickets. "You can celebrate at tomorrow's ball game." They had good seats at the game, ate lots of chips and hot dogs, and their team won. On the way home, Gina was thirsty, but her water bottle was empty. When they got home, Gina forgot about getting a drink as they sat at the table telling Mom all about the game. Dad pulled out the Bible and said, "Gina, you can pick which book we read next." "We just finished a Bible yesterday. Why do we need to keep reading it?" She held up her empty water bottle. "I need some water." Dad put up his hand. "Wait, didn't you just drink that whole bottle yesterday?" Gina nodded. Dad asked, "Why do you want more?" "Probably because we ate three bags of chips at the game," Gina giggled. Dad laughed and took her water bottle to the sink. "What if you never had anything to drink again?" "I'd feel awful and always be thirsty." "That's how it would be for your soul without Jesus," said Dad. "You'd be like someone lost in a desert with no water. Jesus calls himself living water because we need him to save us and fill our lives with his presence and peace. One of the ways he helps us feel his presence and peace is through his word. Reading the Bible is like a drink from Jesus that refreshes your mind and spirit. It's not something to read just once. We need to keep reading the Bible and learning about it with others at church." Gina nodded. "It reminds me how much God loves me. Like when we read about how Jesus forgives us because he took the punishment for our sins when he died on the cross. And I love reading the part about Jesus rising from the dead." Dad handed her the full water bottle. Gina took a drink and opened the Bible to choose what they would read next. Well, how about you? Do you ever feel you don't really need to read the Bible? God's Word tells us that his mercies are new every morning. Each day, Jesus has loving things to tell you and guidance to give. Through the truth of his word, he can refresh your soul like cold water on a hot day by reminding you of his love and faithfulness. Read it and trust him to help you hear whatever he wants to say to you. Our key verse is Psalm 143:6.
"My soul longs for you like a thirsty land."
And our key thought for today, stay thirsty for God's word. Did you know that there are 1.9 billion kids around the world? Each one of them needs to hear about Jesus. And now you can tell them with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. These solar-powered audio Bibles hold a year's worth of Keys for Kids stories, perfect for you at home or to spread the gospel in other countries. It combines God's Word and great stories with an adorable creature feature stuffed animal. Every purchase includes the cost to donate a storyteller to a child who doesn't know about being saved. Can you help just one other kid learn about Jesus? To learn more, go to keysforkids.org/storyteller. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.